Welcome back, Rare Breeds. Make sure you hit that like button. It's the only thing that's going to make this video and our channel grow. And after you hit the like button, go ahead and comment like squad in the comment section. To all my new watchers, I entertain and educate men, as well as roasting these goofy ass bras into oblivion. Sound like something you interested in? Hit the subscribe button and hit the bell. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So to support the content, join my Patreon, or you can also join my free community on locals.com. Links below. And this is a Rare Breed double feature, so make sure you stay to the end for both parts.
Started dating again, and usually when I see someone before I make any further commitments, I like to ask myself, what do I like about the person? Because I don't want to invest my time and energy for nothing. And I notice when I ask myself, what do I like about the guy, I keep listing bare minimum qualities.
Oh my god, not this Rare Breed guy again.
Ladies, public service announcement. Bare minimum requirements are good, because that means your standards aren't too high like most women's are. That's all it takes to get a decent man. Don't listen to bitches give you advice. Is he a decent guy? Does he have a job? Does he seem like he would be a good dad and treat me decent? Bare minimum is great. If he meets that criteria, he'll probably make a good husband. Don't start overthinking shit and overcomplicating things. That's when you go terribly wrong and the evidence is in on that.
He's not sexist. Oh, he cares about world problems. Ooh, he knows about boundaries, that's good. He has some controversial opinions, but he's generally open-minded, that's good. And although those qualities do contribute to the character, the lack of evil doesn't necessarily mean that the person is good. And when guys tell me what they like about me, they'd be like, oh, I think you're funny. Oh, you're such an interesting person to talk to. Wow, you're so ambitious. They noticed all these cool things about me.
And all those guys were lying just to get in your pants. You're not funny, you're not smart, you're not yada yada yada. They just say shit they heard on a movie or something, just so they could get laid. But these women actually believe it.
What is your best experience with a guy in bed?
Yeah, just leave. Just turn around and enjoy the festival or whatever the hell that is, or the night out on the town by yourself. There's a camera right there and she just played you all the way to the left. Why would she even answer this question? A decent woman wouldn't even have answered this question. You see the other woman left. I don't know if you noticed that, but the other woman say, oh no, hell with this. Now you standing there looking goofy as hell.
Hey guys, it's me, your host, Chloe's big sis. We're back with another episode of Dating App Diaries. So on the last episode, complimenting fish didn't work out. I still don't have a husband, so we're gonna try pickup lines. Do you have a name, or can I call you mine? Roses are red, violets are blue. I didn't know what was perfect until I saw you. Your hand looks heavy. Can I hold it for you?
Here's the thing, corny pickup lines could work with women because as a woman, if you show a guy any attention, he'll jump on it. You can say the corniest shit ever. And here's another thing. Most women aren't that creative when it comes to stuff like this, like talking to guys and things. So she probably looked this up online. Don't let her fool you that she came up with these. But come on, let's not act like women have to say anything clever to get dick or to get a boyfriend.
You know what's beautiful? Read the first word. And here we have a classic. On a scale of 1 to 10, you're a 9 because I'm the one you need. I wasn't 100% confident in this one, but I'm in the mood for pizza. A pizza you. I hope you know CPR because you're taking my breath away. Remember me?
Here's another thing to consider. The reason why she posted this on TikTok was to get attention from guys. She probably did this whole thing just to do a TikTok video and get a bunch of attention. She didn't do it genuinely. Like, let me genuinely try to find a husband by using these corny pickup lines. It was just a TikTok video idea. All right, let's go over this Reddit post with a little help from my girl, Claire. And I'm going to stop and go over it as she go.
I've been seeing this guy for a few months. He said he wants to date casually because he's in the process of getting a divorce. But he asks me to hang out probably 5 or 6 days a week.
So already, that's where you fucking up. You dealing with a dude who's in the process of a divorce. So you already went wrong there. It was already fucked up from the start.
We've been very vulnerable with each other and are definitely sharing a connection. He invited me over to have dinner with him and his roommates, lifelong friends, so he could cook his mom's favorite meal, It was the anniversary of her death. He tells me how wonderful I am all the time. He's cried in front of me talking about vulnerable things. But he still says we are dating casually.
Don't cry in front of a woman, if you can help it. Subconsciously, they always see you as weak for doing it, even if somebody died.
And he does not want to be monogamous. I am invested at this point. I have feelings for him that I may have never felt in my whole life. At this point, I'm feeling like I am being led on, or he just doesn't know what he wants or feels.
He told you he don't want to be monogamous. See, when a woman is really into you, she'll just keep going along with whatever you give her. Even if you tell her, look, I'm not trying to be monogamous, she'll still go along with it, hoping that one day she'll change him. But then turn around like, he's being unclear. No, he's not. He told you up front.
I want to communicate this to him, but I don't know how or when. His words do not match his actions. I can tell that he cares for me and feels the same connection that I do. I don't want to give him an ultimatum. Maybe I should tell him I just need to back off for a little while. I don't know what to do. Edit to add, I just sent him this text message. I need to take a step back here and establish a boundary. Your actions do not match your words. We are not dating casually, and I need to protect my heart. His response, I understand. I do really like you and enjoy your company. I am not trying to confuse you or mess with your heart. I do actually think about you and how you are doing. I consider you to be a wonderful person that I like spending time with. Honestly, out of anyone I have met on that silly app, you are the only one I feel that way about. Me not wanting to commit has nothing to do with getting laid or wanting to date around. That shit is exhausting. I guess I should follow your advice as well. I don't like the thought of you dating other people, but I also know that I am still a basket case from my divorce. The last thing I want is to bring any of that baggage to you. It has been wonderful spending time with you, and I guess that is providing, selfishly, me a level of comfort. Can we get together tonight or tomorrow and discuss in person? I feel like intentions get lost over text. Then he just said he's falling for me too. Now I'm so fucking confused.
Look, he's just trying to keep his puss around. He got something comfortable and cool that he could pump on, you know, while he's going through his divorce. And he's just trying to keep that in his grasp. So if I was going to give advice to the female, I would say cut your losses and don't have anything to do with him. Don't remain friends or anything, because he's going to keep stringing you along. When a guy really into you, it ain't none of this, well, I just need time, I just need space. A dude trying to go full speed ahead when he really feeling you like that, and not just use you for sex.